see trees of green, red roses too. I see them bloom for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Welcome, everyone, to another edition of Community in Depth. We are thrilled every month when our friends from community education come in and chat with us. And today is no exception. We have the director of community education, Carrie Gores, here. And then a very, very bittersweet interview today with Lori Thrush, who is going to be retiring soon, but she is still the senior program and disabilities coordinator, at least for another few days. And we could not be more excited for her as she journeys into retirement. But we want to also thank her for all of her years of service. Great to see both of you. Thank you so much. And Carrie, thank you for setting up this very special interview. Tell us about this lady sitting next to you.
Oh, she is just absolutely amazing. I remember when I started my position here in Hastings and was looking at the job description, and it included the senior center. And I had never worked with the senior center before, and I think that was one of the things that probably scared me most about the new position is, you know, how am I going to handle that? But Lori's made it so incredibly easy and such a joy. And she's just showed me a program that ultimately I believe is one of the very best in the state. And I'm very proud of the work that Lori's done throughout the years.
And it's so unique to have that under the umbrella, isn't it, of
yes.
Community ed.
Absolutely. And I think what we have here in Hastings is just such a treat. You know, the city of Hastings and the school district working together to make this happen for seniors at such an affordable cost for seniors, and just the breadth of programming. Outstanding.
Well, Lori, let's turn to you. Congratulations on your wonderful career. How long have you been with the Hastings School District?
38 years. Oh. I was 5 when I started, just to be clear.
38 years. I know it doesn't seem like yesterday, but when you say that number out loud, it's a big number.
It is. And, you know, I've done a lot of reminiscing over the last year as I've cleaned and sorted and done stuff. And,
purged.
You know, yeah. And, you know, look back at pictures and, oh, my gosh, I had every kind of hairstyle. The weight was up and down. It's just been fun. But to look back and to see how young I was. I mean, I was 24 when I started, and I'd worked with senior programs. I'd interned with them in college. So I knew that's what I wanted to do.
And what drew you to that?
You know, I worked at a nursing home in high school as an aide. And I think I felt really comfortable. And so when I had chances to pick internships, I started out doing an internship at Augustana in Minneapolis, doing intake and social work. My degree's in social work, so I focused on that. And then my senior internship was at a community center in Minneapolis, working with their senior adult program. And I just loved it. So I applied for this job right out of college, and they said, nope, we don't want you. So I said, okay, fine. I'm going to teach preschool for 2 years. I didn't have a clue what I was doing, but it was a Home Start program. So I went into the homes, and I worked with parents to help them get services that they needed. It was really my social work background that I used for that. But then 2 years later, the job came available, and Diane Rickert, former school teacher here in town, was at the senior center, and her and I flip-flopped. She went into the elementary school, and I came to the senior center. So that's how it started 38 years ago.
And where was the senior center at that time?
We were in the old high school, now middle school.
Okay.
We had 2 rooms there.
You
off
did?
Of the cafeteria.
What? That's where community
that's
ed
where
was?
Senior center was.
Yeah.
2 classrooms. The wall was knocked down. You know, we got to listen to lockers bang outside the doors and the kids in the hall. I mean, there were benefits to being there and there were drawbacks to being
sure.
there. But we were there for, you know, I've lost track of when everything happened, but a good probably 10, 12 years there before Rich Clymer, at the time the principal, came to me and said, Lori, we really need the classroom space. We're going to have to ask you to find a different place.
So you got the boot.
We did, and, you know, and I acted really sad to Rich, and then when he left, I was like, woo-hoo! thinking, I have no clue where we're going to end up. But then we went from there up to the mall.
And who helped you do that, those moves?
Well, Don Kramlinger was director of community ed at the time.
Okay.
And then we've always had a really good senior center advisory council and volunteers. We could not have done this program all these years without those people.
Right.
Because I was really, when I was housed in a separate location from community ed, I was really on my own as a staff person.
For sure.
And without all those volunteers all those years, we would have never.
So I totally forgot you were at the Westview Center for a while.
We were at the Westview Center
for how long?
Oh, you're going to quiz me on the years. I've lost some years.
No, maybe?
I don't even think it was that long. And then they decided they wanted more retailers in the mall instead of organizations
sure.
like us. So
you got the boot again?
We got the boot again. But you know what? It was kind of fun. It was kind of fun to get the boot. You know, you got to kind of reimagine what you were going to look like in a different location.
Right.
But our membership really started to grow once we were out of the school and out in the community where we were visible.
For sure. Yes. I can see how that would happen, especially at the Westview Center.
Yep.
You know, you had a big space there and it was very visible.
Yeah. Yeah. So that was fun.
And so then you moved where?
We moved downtown behind the post office.
Of course. I forgot about that big red building.
Big red building. We had half of it.
Okay.
And 12 parking spaces.
Wow.
That was it.
That would not work now.
And street parking. No, it would not work now. Because if people drive by Tilden, that parking lot's full. I mean, it's not just us.
No,
but
it's packed.
It's packed all the time. So how we ever survived with 12 parking spaces, I'm not sure, but we did.
So was that a visible place for you?
It was. And that worked out, you know, well. We had things, you know, downtown, Rivertown Days, the community came in, we had events. So it worked.
But you were still segregated, really, from the community ed piece.
Yep.
And then is that when Tilden Center became a thing?
2011. That date I do remember.
Okay, 2011. All right.
And we moved into Tilden. And that was really fun for me because I got to be a part of the community ed staff.
Right.
I didn't know so that would have been 27 years I would have been into my career that I hadn't ever really, I mean, I worked with staff. We had staff meetings.
Sure.
And things, did things together, but not in a building with staff. And to bounce ideas off of people, work as a team, plan events together. So that really was fun for me.
Yeah.
Right. I bet it was. Yeah. And you really were kind of your own little entity for all those years.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So 2011, you moved there. And then how has that evolved?
Oh, my goodness. You know, with that space, we have kind of one room that is designated for senior programming. It's a bigger room. But then we've got lots of shared space.
Which is fun, I bet.
Which is wonderful because I don't feel responsible for having it programmed all the time.
Right.
But we have access to it. So we can have so many different activities going on at once where even downtown, we could maybe have two activities at the same time, one small, one big. But then with the parking, that was an issue. But here, it's like we've just been able to think outside the box and offer so much more than we ever did before.
Yep. And that's when you began to do some of that generational programming. I know you've partnered with Jackie Hansey on a lot of new out-of-the-box ideas that have been such fun for the community.
And, of course, to have a gym for pickleball wasn't all bad.
Oh, yes.
No kidding. And that was really, that's been a game changer for a lot of people, right? I mean, that's taken off.
I think, if I'm not mistaken, we were the first place in town to have it.
And pickleball?
The, yeah, yeah. Some people, you know, came from down south and said, Lori, do you think we could do this? Oh, well, let's try. You know, little did we know, you know, how that was going to take off. But that's been really fun to see that expand.
Yep.
So, Lori, let's talk about the pandemic, though. During that time period, that was a time that was very isolating for people, but especially seniors. And you did a great job of doing some really out-of-the-box, unique things to still keep your members engaged.
Yeah, that was a difficult time for everyone,
of
right?
Of course.
But seniors in particular, I thought, how do we do programming when they're not here? And so, you know, we started checking in with people. We started doing our drive-by meals. And we just gradually reintroduced programming as we could, with whatever parameters. We were really blessed to work for a school district that saw the importance of what we did and how much people needed it in their lives and allowed us to start coming back. Because some places really just shut down for that entire time.
Right.
And we hardly did.
Right. We kept going.
Oh, did you ever?
Yes.
I mean, I think about what you specifically did, Carrie. I mean, you know, you were doing childcare for crying out loud for months and months and months. But Lori, that really was interesting to see how yet again your group and you in particular reinvented the whole organization and met the needs of the community. And that really is community ed at its heart,
isn't
it?
That is community ed, and that's what we're allowed to do. It's all about thinking outside of the box. What are the needs in the community, and how can we meet them?
I mean, I think about your puzzle
exchanges. Oh, yeah, we did start the puzzle exchange then. Yeah, and it's still going on.
Isn't that cool?
The drive-by meals, like, we don't need to do that, but people love it, and we're still doing it.
It's fun. I mean, it's amazing how you can connect with people even when they come through in their car. And we're gaining new people all the time. So that's been a fun thing to do.
So this last year, I know a year ago you did announce that you were going to retire. Is that harder or easier when you have this long goodbye?
You know, in retrospect, I maybe wouldn't have announced it quite so soon, but it was okay. I think people are really settled into this is happening, and they're okay with it. I have to laugh. The senior... So many of them said, you can't retire. You're too young to retire. Well, how old were you when you retired? Well, 57.
Yeah,
well,
exactly.
I'm older than that, so. But at the same time, they understand what I'm going through because they experienced it. So,
what are some of the things that they have told you, little pieces of advice?
Well, they keep saying I'm going to be busier than I ever was when I was working, so I'll be waiting for that day.
It's a true story,
because right now
I think
my calendar is kind of wide open.
Yes, it's going to fill up
so
quickly.
So you have to, but you know, we've had classes on retirement and looking beyond just the financial aspect of retirement.
And what are some of those things that you gleaned from those classes?
Well, you know, to stay active and involved, you need people. I'm a little bit of an introvert, so I'm okay staying home. I can't do that all the time. And I know that I can't. I need people. And so, you know, find out what works for you. Take some time. We did a boomer panel years ago. Dr. Spinelli facilitated it. It was great. We had people in different stages of retirement, how they looked at retirement. And some took like a year, kind of started exploring what volunteer opportunities were out there and what they might like to do before they just dove right in. Some that dove right into things had to back off because you were saying yes to everything, and then you get overwhelmed. You're doing too much. So, you know, I've been watching them all, taking notes, just trying to see all the different fun things that are out there that you can do, and looking to my strengths. What do I like to do in my job that I might like to continue to do in a volunteer? I'm probably not going to go out and get on my hands and knees and volunteer gardening someplace.
Sure.
But I might like to volunteer in kind of a clerical role or a, you know, I don't know. We'll see.
And that is the beauty, is you don't know. And I think you're going to have an opportunity to really further flesh that out and find out what you like. What are some of your favorite memories over the years?
I think it's all the people.
Oh,
all
sure.
All the people. When I look back, because what the seniors have taught me is, yes, life can sometimes get hard as you age. Physically, it can get tougher. You know, your friends change. But that you can live life to the fullest. I mean, I think it's not a good thing when somebody is there one day and not the next because they've passed away. But what it tells me is they're living life well, they're having a good time until the end. And they find the things that they can do. Sometimes they maybe were able to be more active and physically do things, and then it changed. But they adapted. You know, they didn't let those circumstances of not physically being able to do something as well as they used to be able to prevent them from being involved. You just adapt. And you accept aging, you accept the aging process as it comes along, and learn to live with it and live well.
And those are really things that you got to see up close and personal.
Up close and personal. When you see somebody whose fingers are gnarled with arthritis, they could be sitting at home not doing anything. And instead, they're down there playing pickleball or they're in playing cards. They're forming community. And that's what I think the biggest part of the senior center has taught me is how important community is. These people really do care about each other. They know what's going on in their lives. They help take care of each other, encourage each other. We need community. However you get that, whether it's at a fitness center or a church or whatever, you need community.
What are the things that you're most proud of?
I think that we were allowed to just create a program that really served people well. It's the small moments. It's when you connect people that then become friends. A lady moved into town several years ago, didn't know a soul. She walked into the senior center in February and said, I don't know what I'm doing. This is really hard. And we connected her with, we had a Zumba Gold class going on at the time. She formed friendships. She's so busy in this community with her friends. That's what I'm proud of. I'm proud of those kind of connections that you can make for people.
Well, you should be proud. I mean, that's really special that somebody that moved to town and really didn't have an opportunity to meet people in a conventional way, and you showed her, who would think to join Zumba, for crying out loud.
Right?
That's yeah. pretty yeah. cool. So I know you're going to be busy in your retirement. You say you don't have a lot of things on your calendar right now, but what is next?
Well, that's a good question. I'm taking things as it comes. I'm going to do some experimenting on different volunteer opportunities. I really do hope to come back and volunteer at the senior center here. I love the people.
And we do too.
They're great people. So why wouldn't I want to come here and hang out? I believe in the program. So I hope to eventually give the next person a chance to get their feet wet and then and come back and support him as well as I can and the program as a whole. Do a little travel. Actually, I just want to be able to do things as they come along when I want to do them,
and that's
how I want to do them.
Right, and that's a gift because you can't do that when you're working
right.
full-time.
Right, right.
Are you a scheduled person?
I kind of am.
Do you like routines?
I had the day off yesterday, and I had a list, and I was so excited when I crossed 7 things off my to-do list. So, yeah, I do, and I'm going to need some of that, need some structure in my life. So creating that new structure will be a challenge. Yeah.
Well, I just have to say on behalf of us at the radio station and really all you've done, Lori, you have touched people in ways that you'll never know. Some people might tell you to your face, but it's the other people that haven't told you the story about, you really changed my life. To have a job like that, Lori, for 38 years where you really get to make an impact and make a difference, that's got to be pretty rewarding. So thank you.
Yeah. Thank you.
And we wish you every success. I just know that we're going to see you and we're going to hear about all the great things that you're doing. And I have a feeling you are going to be busier than you want to be.
I think so.
Yes. Thank you so much. We really appreciate everything. And thank you for just all the years of great fun, the laughs, the tears, the shared a lot with a lot of people, Lori. So,
well, thank you, Mo, for making interviews fun.
We've had some laughs. Thank you. Lori Thrush, she is going to be retiring soon as the Senior Program and Disabilities Coordinator. And of course, Kerry Gore is here as the Director of Community Education. It's a wonderful, wonderful world, and we appreciate you both coming in today. And you are listening to another edition of Community in Depth on AM 1460 and FM 97.7 KDWA in Hastings.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them blue. For me and you, and I think to myself, what a wonderful world. I see skies of blue and clouds of white, the bright blessed day, the dark sacred night.